final open seat on the City of Alliance Housing Oversight Board has been filled. Mayor Andy Grove informed Council Monday he appointed Alyssa Hawkins to the post representing tenants. She's been a tenant for 5 years, but also has 8 years' experience as a landlord. Grove was previously asked to reconsider his appointments, which included 3 council members. 2 withdrew while the other stayed on. Grove later appointed Ryan Wittensoldner to a landlord representative seat. Council also passed an ordinance regulating sidewalk cafes. Councilman Philip Mastriani says it paves the way for a potential downtown outdoor refreshment area. Members of Alliance Council growing impatient with the cleanup of the former site of the McCaskey Register Company. They expressed concerns Monday night. Demolition of the vacant South Union Avenue property began in 2021. Law Director Caitlin Weyer says the administration will issue a notice to owner Marshall Land Company to finish removal of debris within 10 days. The city has not been able to cite the company for violations because it hasn't always been clear if demolition work is complete. Canton police investigating a stabbing Sunday night. 29-year-old Canton Township man stabbed in the back of the 900 block of 5th Street Southwest. Officers were notified around 10:30. Woman told police the victim showed up at her apartment and rejected her offer of help. Man was taken to Waltman Hospital where he's in stable condition. Police say he was not cooperative and did not speak to hospital staff. They do not have a suspect. Jackson Township police say a third-grade student who took a loaded gun to school last month obtained the gun at his grandparents' home the morning of the incident. Officers responded to Sauter Elementary May 16th for a report of a student with a .45 caliber firearm in his book bag. Resource officer confronted the 10-year-old boy and took the gun. Police say the juvenile had made threats against another student and the resource officer. The boy was arrested and booked at the Starr County Juvenile Detention Center on charges of inducing panic and illegal conveyance of a deadly weapon. Louisville City Council Monday held an installment in swearing-in for the new police chief. WDPN's David Scherer reports.
Rachel Caracello's varied law enforcement background includes working with the FBI Task Force, the Starr County Probation Office, Kent State University's police, 12 years in Louisville as a police officer, and school resource officer. In other action, council agreed to place a gas aggregation proposal before the November 4 voters, directed Finance Director Matthew Bubb to establish a fund to account for and disperse monies until certain conditions are met, and gave final approval to 3 measures and tabled 1 dealing with the fiber optic installation, pending clarification on placement of control panels.
The Latonia Board of Education has agreed to settle a lawsuit alleging sunshine law violations. The board approved the settlement Wednesday. Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton last month granted the school district an extension until today to plead, file a response, or the plaintiff dismiss. Brian Ames of Mogador filed the suit. He settled similar suits with the Columbiana, Crestview, East Liverpool, and United School Districts. Cases against Wellsville schools in the city of Columbiana are pending. Each infraction results in a $500 fine. 3 men arrested on separate gun charges in Youngstown early Sunday. 20-year-old Anthony Anderson was a passenger in a car pulled over at North Maryland and Mahoning Avenues for expired plates. He discarded a gun as he fled on foot. It was reported stolen from Butler, Pennsylvania in February 2024. Officers questioning a group loitering in a downtown parking lot found a driver with a loaded .40-caliber handgun. 20-year-old Jermaine Fears was arrested. A passenger in a car pulled over in the 1300 block of Albert Street was arrested after a loaded .40-caliber gun was found near him. 20-year-old Jabron Curry was charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. The 3 were charged with improper handling of a firearm. Anderson also charged with obstructing justice. The Camel man indicted on sex crimes last year is seeking a lower bond. The attorney for 65-year-old Terrence Jeffries filed the request Friday. He was charged with rape and compelling prostitution. He was initially given a $25,000 bond at his arraignment in municipal court. Jeffries' attorney asking for a similar bond now. Also indicted 48-year-old Mildred Woods. She's charged with compelling prostitution and trafficking in persons. Woods allegedly forced or enticed a 12-year-old to take part in sexual activities with other people between April and June of last year. Jeffries accused of having sex with the victim during the same time frame. An inmate at Youngstown's private prison suing its operator after being beaten and tied up by their inmates. Suit against Core Civic filed in Mahoning County Court Wednesday. According to WKBN-TV, the inmate alleges he was subjected to hours of physical and psychological torture, including beatings and humiliation from March 6th to 7th. Youngstown police were not notified until March 8th. The inmate also claims he was sexually assaulted. The suit states much of the incident was live-streamed by inmates on cell phones. The inmate says he was not checked on by prison staff during the 2 days. He's seeking $25,000 in damages. A juvenile was shot in Warren late Monday. Police called to a report of a fight, went to the area of Solar Street at Southern Boulevard just before 11 o'clock. They found the victim with gunshot wounds to the neck and right leg. His age and condition were not released. WFMJ-TV reports another unidentified juvenile male is a suspect. The incident remains under investigation.